ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तारूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामे भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवस सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग व्हिच service. So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, text 23 to 31. So here actually very briefly the contents are, so in this part, in this section, we will be hearing about the sages entering Narad Muni's home up till the point where the sages leave Narad Muni's home. So we're going to hear everything from the time the sages enter to the sages leave. We won't be covering the entire previous life of Narad Muni, but in this section covers just that part. So about Narad Muni, Narad Muni requires no introduction. We all know who Narad Muni is. He is considered to be the supreme spiritual master. He was a spiritual master of so many devotees, so many people like that we know in the Bhagavatam. Some few examples are, can anybody? Huh? Vyasadev, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, anybody else? Mrugari the Hunter, and then Priyavrata, and then Chitraketu, Prachina Barishat. There's so many exalted devotees. Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, the womb, Dhruva Maharaj, he comes at the right time to instruct him. So like that, Narad Muni is a very, very exalted devotee. So we will be hearing, I mean, it's always nice to hear about the personal life of these wonderful souls, right? So here, Narad Muni himself is actually telling about his his own story, which is very, very, which is a good fortune, right? So, just a brief history of where we are. In this section of the Bhagavatam, basically Narad Muni comes to the hut of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is in a state of despondency, and then he is giving him both gyan and vigyan. He is giving him both theoretical and practical realizations. So, and in this particular section, we are going to hear about Narad Muni's personal previous life story. He is personally narrating it. So, let's go to the first verse. I'll start and then you can repeat.
Aham puratita bhave bhavambune.
Aham puratita bhave bhavambune.
Dashyastu kashyaschana vedavadinam.
Dashyastu kashyaschana vedavadinam.
Nirupito balaka eva yoginam.
Nirupito balaka eva yoginam.
Shushushane pravrishini vivikshatam.
Shushushane pravrishini vivikshatam.
The translation. O Muni, in the last millennium, I was born as the son of a certain maidservant engaged in the service of the Brahmanas who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. So, a couple of points that Srila Prabhupada stresses on in this purport is that, first of all, Narad Muni didn't have a high parentage. He had an extremely insignificant parentage. So he was born as the son of a certain maid servant, right? Dasaputra. And the other thing is that he was engaged in their personal service, right? So as we see here, he was the son of a poor maid servant, very insignificant parentage, and here we see that the sages entering the house of Narad Muni, right? So Prabhupada, in one lecture, he says, simply by doing little service to the yoginam, he was so blessed. So, nirupito balaka eva yoginam, I was appointed a boy servant of the devotees. The importance is that a devotee is so important that if anyone renders a little service, then he becomes elevated to the spiritual life. What balaka? Balaka means there was a boy. You boy, bring me this or do this. Just wash my clothes. Just set up my bedding like that. This much servant. Or wash this dish. So the devotional service is so powerful. By doing this, this will be described later on, that simply by doing this little service to the yoginam, he was so blessed that next life he became Narada. This point is very important. That is being explained. And in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, he was the son of the most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated. Still, because his complete energy was engaged in the service of the Lord, he became an immortal sage. Such is the power of devotional service. So, here Prabhupada is stressing that even by doing a little service, you can get the, like he became an immortal sage. And such is the power of devotional service. And here Prabhupada is saying, simply by doing a little service to yoginam, he was so blessed. So I would like to talk a little bit about seeking blessings from devotees, right? So the importance of seeking blessings. So a few examples. First of all, if you look at Ambarish Maharaj's pastime. So Ambarish Maharaj, in his case, so when Durvas Muni was taking bath, what did he do? He had to break the fast at that time, right? So, but he consulted and took the blessings of senior sages. And because he did that, it is said that he was protected. Okay? So Ambarish Maharaj took the blessings of the great sages before drinking water, before he broke the fast, right? It was that blessing that protected him. So it is very important that before we do any activity, we should take the blessings of senior Vaishnavas or Vaishnavas in general. So this is a sublime principle. Before we do any endeavor, we seek the blessings. And with that comes protection as well as success. So when I was new in Krishna consciousness in 2001, this is a very funny the incident that happened. So in 2001, Gaurahari Prabhu was here last year. So he came and then I woke up and then he immediately came to, I was chanting four rounds at the time. He came and he said, Prabhu, can you bless me that I chant my 16 rounds nicely today? He came and asked me, and then I said, Prabhu, I'm just chanting four rounds. You're chanting 16 rounds for so many years. What do you ask? Then he said, no, Prabhu, you have to bless me. You have to bless me. Can you really bless me? Then I said, I was thinking, oh, you really understood who I am. I'm such a big devotee. I was feeling happy, you know, that you finally understood. Then I said, okay, well, how should I bless? I didn't even know how to bless. He said, please place your hands on my head, like that. And then I placed my hands on his head. And then I thought, okay, so at least now I've become a big devotee here. And then he went down and he was taking the blessings from each and every devotee. He was asking each and every, can you bless me that I chant my 16 rounds nicely today? That was the first time I understood that. And later on I asked him, Prabhu, why were you asking blessings? Then that's when he told me that before we do any endeavor, especially spiritual endeavors, we have to seek the blessings of devotees. And with that comes protection and success. And even in the case of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was later on asked, after he created 108 temples, he was asked, what was the secret? What was the secret of your success? So for that, Srila Prabhupada replied that before I boarded the Jaladuta in Calcutta, I took the blessings of Radha Damodar, and then I took the blessings of my spiritual master Samadhi in Mayapur. And only after that did I board. And because I took the blessings, that is why I was protected the whole time. I was protected and I was able to succeed. Like that. So, blessings are very important. In this pastime, we are seeing that the sages are giving blessings to Narad Muni. Right? And then the blessings are so powerful that it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakta Ashirvade Krishna Te Bhakti Hai Bhakta Ashirvada Prabhu Shire Dhari Lai. So what this says is, without the blessings of the devotees, you cannot attain Krishna. And the blessings of devotees is so nice, so precious, that even the Lord places the blessings on his head. Blessings of devotees on his head. Right? So the blessings are so powerful. And if you see in our own lives, that all of us are here as devotees because somebody has prayed for us or blessed us. Right? So that's why Bhakta Ashirvade Krishnete Bhakti Hai. That means only by the blessings of devotees can we attain Krishna. And then Bhakta Ashirvade Prabhu Shire Dari Lai. So even the Lord, he places the blessings on top of his head like that. And we see in Mahaprabhu basically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever any new devotee used to come, he used to ask them to take the blessings of other senior devotees. Like when the first time when Rupa and Sanatan came, when Rupa Goswami came, he told Swarup Damodar, give your blessings to Rupa and Sanatan. Like that. So, so there is nothing more valuable than the blessings of the Vaishnavas. We cannot get anything more valuable in this world than the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Because with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, we attain Krishna. Like that. Okay? So, we can all read this together. Te maya apeta akhila chapala vrikhi dante drita katanti chakru kripa shushushmanayo lalpabashina. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and I did not speak more than required. So Prabhupada immediately got the last sentence. I did not speak more than required. And in his purports and all his lectures on this verse, he clearly mentions that too much talking unnecessarily is against spiritual advancement of life. So he was a boy. This is from a lecture. So he was a boy, but he gave up all these things. Arbaka. Arbaka means not experienced very well, or almost foolish, ignorant. They are called Arbaka. So although he was a child, he was a boy. But by the association of exalted devotees, he also became very sober. Sober. Shushush samane munayo alpa bhashina. And he was not talking very much. Too much talking unnecessarily is against spiritual advancement of life. Therefore, sometimes those who are very, very talkative, they are ordered by the spiritual master that you keep silence, Mauni, Mauni Baba, like that. So the more we become disciplined, the other point is, the more we become disciplined, the more we become advanced. So if you see here in the translation, it is said that Narad Muni is explaining that as far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. So that's this point. So the more we become disciplined, the more we become advanced. This is the only qualification, that Narad Muni was disciplined. So much disciplined that he is a small boy. Still, he would not talk any nonsense. He was so disciplined. So the more we become disciplined, as it is stated in the Shastras, Utsaha Nishaya Dairya Tattat Karma Pravartanat, these are disciplines. The more we become advanced, and naturally, we get the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. So, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see, Jivera Lalase Iti Utidaya Shishnodara Parayana Krishna Nahi Paya. So, what it says is, one who is subservient to the tongue and who thus goes here and there, devoted to the genitals and the belly, cannot attain Krishna. Krishna Nahi Paya. So, one who is subservient to the tongue and who thus goes here and there, devoted to the genitals and belly, cannot attain Krishna. And also we see, Gramme Katana Sunibe, Gramme Katana Kahibe, Balana Kahibe, Balana Paribe. Right? So, do not talk like people in general or hear what they say. You should not eat very, very palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely. Right? So, in this way, the saintly, we'll continue the story. In this way, the saintly devotees continued their stay in the house for 4 months during the rainy season.
Uchishtalepan anumodito dvija sakrits madunje tadapashta kilbisha evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasa taddharma evatma ruchi prajayate.
Only once, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by doing so, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. So here, the Narad Muni is actually taking the remnants of the food of the sages, right? So, with their permission, obviously. And then he's also having the prasad. And then, so Prabhupada says, simply by eating the remnants of the foodstuff left by the devotees, he became so exalted. So Narad Muni, he was a small boy. It was not possible for him to study Vedanta or philosophy. He was not even educated. But still, simply by eating the remnants of foodstuff left by the devotees, dvija, he became so exalted. Right? So, there are three forms of blessing. Bhakta Pada Duliyara, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avasheshatina Mahabal. So, here he is having the remnants, which is one of the three. So, Bhakta Pada Duli means the dust that has touched the feet of the devotees. Bhakta Pada Jal, the water that has washed the feet of the devotees. And Bhakta Bhukti Avishesha means the remnants of the devotees, the prasad. Maha Maha Prashad. So dust of the feet of the devotee, the water that has washed the feet of the devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances. Tina Mahabal, very powerful substances. Right? So even Mahaprabhu, actually Mahaprabhu himself, once he caught Advaita Acharya's feet and put his feet on his head. Right? Because even he showed that the dust of the feet of a devotee is so powerful like that. And the verse immediately following this was even more nice. So I just put that also. Etina seva hai te Krishna prema hai punapana sarva shastra pukari akai. So these three, service to these three, with those three you can get Krishna prema. That means just by doing serving. So I was thinking, how can you serve this, right? So I'll give examples. But just by serving one of these three, dust of the feet of the devotee, the water, and remnants of food. So, etina seva haite, Krishna prema hai. Right? Puna puna sarva shastra pukari. Again and again, we hear in the shastras that just by doing these three things, you can get Krishna prema. So, we'll see examples of three stories, or three pastimes. which have happened for these three things. First, we'll start for Shivananda Sen. So, this is Bhakta Pada Duli. Okay, the example for Bhakta Pada Duli. So, Shivananda Sen, he was actually, what he used to do every year, he used to arrange for the whole yatra for all the devotees from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Not only that, he used to pay all the tolls. In those days, they had to pay a lot of money for tolls. And he also used to take care of all their accommodation. He used to plan the whole trip, etc., etc., etc. Right? So, then what happened was, 1 year, Nityananda Prabhu came, and because he was a little late, Nityananda Prabhu came, and Shivananda Sen was a little late. Right? So, then he said, he got really upset. And then he said, I curse that the three sons of Shivananda Sen die. Nityananda Prabhu is saying this to Shivananda Sen. So, immediately, the wife of Shivananda Sen got really upset. She started crying. And the nephew of Shivananda Sen, whose name was Srikant, he immediately went running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to complain, you know, that Nityananda Prabhu has given such a big curse. What should we do? But although all these people were reacting like this, Shivananda Sen came and he offered complete dandavats to Nityananda Mahaprabhu. And he said, today, my Lord, you have accepted me as your servant. And even though he said that, Nityananda Prabhu, as soon as he got up, he kicked him. And this photo is there in that book, Prabhu has. Nityananda Prabhu kicked him on his chest, right? And then immediately after that, Nityananda Prabhu completely calmed down and he embraced him. And then everybody was asking Nityananda Prabhu, why did you do this? You know, why did you get so angry? In this age, you're not supposed to, you know, kick or hurt. Then he said, I did this so that you all understand the glory of my devotee, Shivananda Sen. Because now, because of this passing, we understand how, even though everybody else reacted that way, Shivananda Sen was completely thanking. What he said was, "This the dust of your lotus feet that is not granted to even Brahma, you have given that to me by kicking me like that." So, this is the example of Bhakta Pada Duli, the dust of the lotus feet. So, regarding Bhakta Pada Jal, that is the water that is washed the spiritual master's lotus feet. I really like Indradana Maharaj's example of how there was this time where the temple president told that whoever, two devotees who do the most amount of book distribution will get to wash the lotus feet of the spiritual master, of Prabhupada, right? So from morning till evening, I forget the other devotee's name. Bhugarbha Prabhu. Yes. So, from morning till evening, for 1 month, Maharaj says that he never saw the sun. Because he used to go in the subway, and morning before the sun rose, he used to go in the subway, and till 11 o'clock in the night, he used to distribute books. Continuously distribute books, because he wanted to come first, so that he could wash Prabhupada's lotus feet. Right? And sure enough, they came first and second. Like, the whole day, because they were outside, for 1 month, they surpassed everyone by a huge amount. So, Srila Prabhupada came and Indradana Maharaj washed the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and they had got a big silver bowl, so it was a pretty big bowl. So, they washed completely, and then immediately after washing, because Maharaj knew that everybody would want it, so he took that and he ran up to his room, and then he locked the door. And then as soon as he locked the door, other brahmacharis were banging the door, like they were coming and banging the door. But Maharaj said, that's it, now we are here, the door is locked, let's completely have it. And then he took a new cup, he dipped into it, and then he and the other devotee, both of them said cheers, and they drank the whole thing, like it was almost 20 cups of a huge pot. So they drank the whole thing, and then Maharaj, out of his humility, he says that I am in Krishna consciousness now because of that day, you know, because of the water that I drank of Srila Prabhupada. So that is one example of Bhakta Pada Jal. And so some of the other examples that we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are Venkata Bhatta. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, Venkata Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta was his son, Venkata Bhatta's son. Venkata Bhatta used to massage Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, and Gopal Bhatta used to wash Mahaprabhu's feet and drink the water. And we see what happened to him, right? And then even Krishna showed by example that he used to wash the lotus feet of his devotee Sudama like that. And for Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh, so this verse is actually coming from this pastime where Kalidas was actually the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he was one devotee who was always mentioning Krishna, Krishna. He never used to talk. All that he was doing was just mentioning Krishna, Krishna all the time. He never talked. He was very quiet. And one interesting quality that he had was, the only thing that he did was, he used to always take the prasad of the devotees. So he had a strategy to do this. What he used to do was, he was a good cook. So he used to cook nice prasad, and then he used to go to every devotee's house in Vrindavan. He used to go inside their house, make them take the prasad, and then some of them he would take directly. He would ask them, just can you give me a little bit? But most of them didn't give. So then what they used to do was, they used to throw the plate right outside. He used to go outside the house, take the plate and lick it like that. So he was so, like, that was the only thing he was doing, Kalidas. And then, so once what happened was, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he got an opportunity. Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Govinda that this devotee, he normally never says that give what the feet, the water that has washed my feet, but he tells him, let him drink. So for three times, three whole buckets, Kalidas goes and he drinks. Mahaprabhu says, okay, let him drink. Then again he drinks. Then Mahaprabhu says, okay. Then third time he drinks. Fourth time he wants to drink. Then Mahaprabhu says, okay, that's enough. That's enough. Then before he asks, Mahaprabhu says, give him my maha. Give him my maha. Like that. So that is the example for Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh. So again, so there are three things. Bhakta Pada Duli, Bhakta Pada Jal, and Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh. And by serving these three things, we can get Krishna Prem. Like that. So next verse. Tatran Vahan Krishna Kata Pagayatam Anugrahin Shutam Manohara Tashadayamin Padam Vrishnurata Priyashravasangamamabhavadruchi. O Vyasadev, in that association and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus, listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. So here there are two things that Srila Prabhupada focuses on in the purport. One is by the mercy of those great Vedantists, and the other thing is he could hear and them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. Right. So this is Prabhupada's purport. It is a very nice purport, so I put the whole thing as it is. Men are naturally apt to hear histories and narrations of various personalities performing mundane activities without knowing that by such association one simply wastes valuable time and also becomes addicted to the three qualities of mundane nature. Instead of wasting time, one can get spiritual success by turning his attention to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. By hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of Godhead. And as explained before, by hearing about the personality of Godhead from within, all accumulated sins of the mundane creature are cleared. Thus, being cleared of all sin, the hearer gradually becomes liberated from mundane association and becomes attracted to the features of the Lord. One can attain to the highest perfection of life simply by attentive hearing of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord from the right sources, as Narada Muni heard them from the pure devotees, Bhaktivedantas, in his previous life. This process of hearing in the association of devotees is especially recommended in this age of quarrel, Kali. Right? So here, as I mentioned, the translation of this verse says, by the mercy of those great Vedantists, right? So, the mercy of Vaishnavas. So, there are, all of our acharyas have written wonderful poems, wonderful songs, like Srila Bhakti, Vinod Thakur has written in that song, Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Idase Karuna Kori. And then in the end of that song, he also says, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tumara shakti ache, like that. So here, again, he's stressing on the point of the mercy, right? Oh, Vaishnava, you are an ocean of mercy. Please shower your compassion upon me. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify my polluted heart. I am following you, begging. Shri Krishna is yours. You have the power. Give it to me. That's a Krishna se tumar, like that. So also, Narottam Das Thakur writes a similar song. I am so sinful. How can I possibly serve the Lord? I have no love for my Guru. I have no love for the devotees. And I am constantly deluded. I am so absorbed in material life that I have forgotten who I am. When I was reading this, I was thinking about myself, you know. So how does Narottam Das Thakur know my mind? The witch Maya is waiting to hang a noose around my neck. I have no power to resist her on my own. I am helpless without your mercy. Your means Vaishnava's mercy. I know that you never see the faults of anyone. So I am begging you, please save me. Like that. So like this, we see many... Again, in the Padma Puran, Shiva says to his wife Parvati, O goddess, higher than the worship of all the gods and goddesses is the worship of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. But higher still is the worship of everyone and everything that is dear to him, including Ganga Devi, Tulsi Devi, the book Bhagavata, and the devotee Bhagavata. Right? So, that's about the next verse. Tasmin sada labdha ruchir mahamate priyashrabhasi akalita matir mama yaya vedatasatmaya pashya mahi brahmani kalpitam pare. O great sage, as soon as I got a taste for the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could recognize that it was only in my ignorance that I have accepted gross and subtle coverings, for both the Lord and I are transcendental. So slowly what's happening is Narad Muni is getting slowly but surely purified, right? So first he was able to serve, he got the blessings, he got the mercy, and he was able to hear the transcendental activities of the Lord, right? So, these are panchangas. So, sadhu sangha, nama kirtana, bhagavat shravana, maturavasa, shri murtira shraddhaya sevana, sakala sadhana shreshta e panchanga. Out of all the limbs, these are the most potent five limbs. Right? So, as we also say, nam, dham, diti, devotee, bhagavatam. These are five things. So, Krishna prema, janmaye, panchera, alpasanga. That means you don't have to completely involve yourself. Even a little bit of association of any of these five things can awaken love for Krishna in your heart. Right? So, again, one should associate with devotees, chant the holy names of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, recite at Mathura, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. So, if you attend Mangalarti, you'll get all five things at once. You associate with the devotees, you chant the holy name. If you attend the morning program, I should say. If you attend the morning program, then you'll get to hear Bhagavatam, you'll recite in a holy dham, like a temple is a holy dham, and worship the deity with faith and veneration. So Srila Prabhupada has created such a wonderful environment for us, where just by attending the morning program, we can get all five. So, and in this verse it says, just a small association, alpasanga, of any of these panchangas is enough to awaken Krishna prema in our heart. Like that. So, the next verse. Itam sarvushikya shrutir hare Vishnu vato menu susam vashomalam sankirtyamanam munibir mahatmabir bhakti pravardhan. How much time do I have for? Okay. 10:40. 5 more minutes. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished. So this is very, very significant, because here Narad Muni is saying that during those two seasons, over a period of time, what happened was the coverings of the modes of ignorance and passion vanished. Right? So that means like things like anger, everything went away, is what Narad Muni is saying. So later on in the 10th canto, 10th chapter, during this Damodar pastime, there is one case, one time where Narad Muni gets angry. Can anybody guess?
Cursing
Nalakuvera and Manigriva, right? Then immediately at that point, what happens is Parikshit Maharaj immediately catches that and he says, Ena Devashish Tamaha, how can Narad Muni become angry? Because here in the in this verse we have seen that Narad Muni, his coverings of ignorance have vanished, and then he is asking, how did Narad Muni become angry at that point? Then there is a very, very nice explanation which is very significant. So I thought I'll share that. So it's about Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So Nalakuvera and Manigriva were actually very, very fortunate. So if you look about in their lives, like what happened to them, so they had multiple good fortunes. First of all, they were Anuchar of Shiva. That means they had close association of Lord Shiva himself, because they were in Kailash, right? So that is one fortune. The second thing is, they were sons of Mahabhagavat Kuvera. Now Kuvera was called a Mahabhagavat, like in the 4th canto, when Kuvera went to stop Dhruva Maharaj, when he was fighting the Yakshas, Dhruva Maharaj asked him for a benediction, can you give me pure devotional service? And then Kuvera actually gives Dhruva Maharaj pure devotional service. So there Prabhupada mentions that because Kuvera could actually give that blessing, he was actually a Mahabhagavat. So these Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they had this other fortune that they were the sons of a Mahabhagavat. Okay, so that's the second fortune. Third thing is they were residing in a holy dham. They were residing in Kailash, which is a holy dham. Fourth thing is they were bathing in the Ganges. So there are four things, four good fortunes that they were having, but still something was wrong, because and the fifth and the most important fortune that they had was, during all these things, Narad Muni came. You know, they even got that, the association of a pure devotee. So, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koy. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. But, in spite of all these good fortunes, they did something wrong. So, they actually did not take shelter of all the good things that they had. In fact, they took shelter of the wrong things. Right? So even us, we may have all these things. You know, we may have we have the association of devotees. We may be residing in like a holy dham. We might be taking bath in the Ganges and so on. But if we do not take the right shelter of Vaishnavas and the Lord, then this example, Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So the answer to that question that Parikshit Maharaj is asking, Sukadeva Goswami says, Tayor Anugraha Arthaya. So he's saying a couple of things. So it is not anger, it is actually mercy, compassion. He's saying it's actually compassion. How is it compassion? But before that I have this one other point. So the intensity of the offense is directly proportional to the intensity of the position of the offender. So the higher you are in your Krishna consciousness, the more, even a small offense will become very intense. Right? So you have to be extremely, so as you keep advancing in Krishna consciousness, you have to be even more careful not to commit any offense. Right? So Raghunath Das Goswami, even though he was so old, during his final years, anybody who came to Vrindavan, he used to offer obeisance. So that he used to be very careful not to commit any offense towards Vaishnavas. Because Prabhupada says the intensity of offense is proportional to the intensity of the position of the offender. So it is extremely dangerous to commit offenses. Like that. So how is this anugraha? So he says it's not actually anger, but it is compassion. So he gave so many benedictions here. So first thing is, he said that you will become trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So devotees like Uddhava, they used to pray to become grass in Vrindavan. So here he is giving the benediction that you will become trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj himself, where you can witness all of Krishna's pastimes. What an amazing benediction that is, right? And the other thing that he says is, you will remember what mistakes you committed. Because the whole time that you will be trees, you will constantly remember all the mistakes that you did. And that is good, because of the fire of repentance, all the bad things that you have done will go away. So that is another benediction that he gives. And the third thing that he says is, in the end, you will get the association of Lord Krishna himself. Vasudeva Sannidhi, the close association of Vasudeva. And finally he says, so then you might ask, what about even demons, right? Like Putana, everybody, even they got close association Krishna, like that. But on top of that, he also says that, but you will revive back your dormant bhakti for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like that. So he gets all these four benedictions, which is amazing. And then this month of Kartik, especially this picture, we sing every day, Kuveratma Jaubadda Mrityai Vayadvat Tvaya Mochitao Bhakti Bhajo Krutao Cha Tata Prema Bhaktim Swakkamne Prayaccha Namo Kshegraho Misti Damodareha. So, in connection to this point, I wanted to explain one other thing. During the churning of the milk ocean, both the demons and the devotees had six things in common. First of all, they were in the same position, sthana. So this is, I'll explain a little bit about sthana, and others I'll skip over. So sthana is a position. So sometimes a material example could be like a manager, right? A manager can come and scold you, like at work, because he has that position. He has that sthana, right? Because he has that sthana, he can scold you or do whatever he wants, like that. But in this case, in this example, both of them had the same sthana, right? And another example from the... Lord Vishnu was traveling on Garuda, and then Shiva was there, and the snake was around Shiva's neck. And then the snake, it hissed at Garuda. Because the snake always, and then immediately Garuda says this thing, that you have sthana pradhan. You have sthana pradhan, because of that I cannot do anything. Because you're in the position of Lord Shiva's neck. But once you come out, then I'll show you who I am. Like that. So sometimes because of certain sthana, it could be anybody. You could be a temple commander. And because of that sthana, if that position is taken away, then you're nobody. Right? So that is one thing. And then there is Kala. Sometimes because of our astrology or something, some good things may be happening to us. Right? So, but that is not an indication of your advancement. Many times we mistake sthana or Kala or karma to be a state of one's advancement, but they are not. As we see in this pastime. And then Hetu. So in this particular pastime, all the demons, the devotees, all of them had everything same. They had the same sthana, they had the same kala, they had the same karma of churning the milk ocean. They had the same hetu, the Mandara hill, and the Vasuki, the snake. And they also had the same artha. They were putting the same ingredients. They were putting the same dirt ingredients into the water, into the milk ocean. And they had the same intention. They had the same objective. So all these six things, if you have any of these good things. But Krishna, it says, he doesn't see any of these things. Krishna does not consider your sthana, your kala, your karma, your hetu, your artha, your mati. So, but the result went to the devotees. The nectar did not go to the demons, but it went to the devotees. Why? All of them had the same six things, right? Sthana, kala, karma, hetu, artha and mati. Why did it not go to the demons? So it is explained that it did not go because demons had not taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and the saintly persons. So, the more advanced you are, the more shelter you have to take of the lotus feet of Krishna and the saintly devotees. So that is ultimately, it comes down to that, and not to sthana, kala, karma, hetu, artha and mati, like that. And even in our own lives, of like a practical example I can give you, like in any ashram, like in a brahmachari ashram, for example, the devotees, we see multiple devotees, they're all getting up at the same time, they're all taking shower in the same place, the same water, they're all eating the same prasad, they're all doing the same deity worship. But we see one of them making tremendous progress and the other not making so much progress. Why? If you actually question, it depends on how much shelter they're taking of the Vaishnavas and Krishna. So that the more you increase taking shelter the Vaishnavas and Krishna, the more you will get reciprocation, like that. So here he was very much attached, again continuing this attachment to the sages or saintly people. So Narad Muni himself is saying that I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith, nishtha. I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses. I was strictly following them with mind and with body and mind. So here Srila Prabhupada explains that attachment to saintly people is the perfection of our lives. If there is one thing that you can do as human beings, you just get attached to one genuine saintly person. And we have that very good opportunity, right? We have Srila Prabhupada, who's a pure devotee. All that we have to do is develop attachment towards him, and that's it. So Prabhupada explains in the purport very much about being attached to saintly devotees, and I'll also explain a little bit about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who explains elaborately about being attached to sages. But before that, I'll finish the next verse and then we'll look at the purport. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas who were kind to poor-hearted souls instructed me in the most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. So here, now the time has come, as I explained at the beginning of the class, that we are dealing with this particular pastime where the sages come and the sages leave. That's the section. We are not completely going into the other pastimes of Narad Muni's life, which will be covered by future speakers. So here, now the time has come where the Bhaktivedantas are leaving. So just imagine that for 4 months, Narad Muni has completely served, taken association. It has been such a blissful experience for him, such a life-transforming experience. And now the time has come for them to leave. And all of us have had experience of serving saints in our houses, most of us. And it's very, very difficult to see them leave. Like, it's like extremely difficult to see them leave. And Narad Muni is actually experiencing that here. So the purport for the first verse, the 29th verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains on this point, attachment to saintly devotees. So he says, like a mirror, a person takes on the qualities of those with whom he comes in contact. One who is intelligent should therefore seek the company of those who have the same ideals in order to develop their good qualities in himself. That's why, so if you become attached to saintly devotees, automatically, like a mirror, you'll also get the same good qualities as them, like that. And in that particular lecture, he also quotes Kapiladev's and Devahuti's the third canto. So Devahuti, who is Kapiladev's mother, the first thing that she asks her son is that, how can I get free? She comes and asks him in the third canto, how can I get free from this material world? How can I get free? So for that he answers, O mother, saintly persons who are tolerant, merciful and friendly to all creatures, who do not make enemies and are peaceful, ornament the society of the pious. They take shelter of me and engage in constantly hearing and chanting about me. The various kinds of material miseries thus do not affect them, because they are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. O virtuous lady, sadhus such as these are free from all attachment. You should pray for the association of such holy men, for that will counteract the pernicious effects of contact with unholy men. So here, Kapiladev is saying that you should pray for the association of such holy men. Just pray for the association of such holy men. Like that. And then Lord Brahma is praying, "Oh my Lord, allow me to have that great good fortune, either in this life or somewhere else, even if it be in the body of a lowly creature, whereby I can live amongst your intimate devotees and serve your lotus feet." So all of them are praying for only one thing, which is association of saintly people and attachment towards them. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is the mission of Krishna consciousness. So Dinavatsala, the sadhus, they should be very much compassionate to the suffering humanity and give them the message which is spoken directly by Krishna. Sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness. And then the last verse. Everybody.
Enaivam bhagavato vasudevasya vedasa mayanubhavam idam.
So this is the last verse for today. By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Shri Krishna, the creator, maintainer and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. So I was reading Unveiling Your Lotus Feet. So there in the this is exactly from that book. In the commentary on this text, Srila Jiva Goswami states, by confidential knowledge, Narada was referring to the Chatur Shloka Bhagavatam. This knowledge is far above impersonal knowledge. Narada wished Vyasadev to emphasize these same sacred truths in his own writings. So here Narad Muni got what Lord Brahma heard from Krishna himself. And that is the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 9th Chapter, 33-36. I will once... So, before we go into that, I wanted to explain a little bit about the importance of this Chaturshloki Bhagavatam. So, it is said that the mere chanting of the following shlokas will have their own abundant and blissful transcendental sound vibrations to influence the mind and intelligence of the person who chants them, for they have been taught by Lord Krishna to the first living being in the creation, Lord Brahma, in order to progress in our goals to understand and reach Krishna. Further, reading or chanting of the four stanzas tantamount to reading all the 18,000 stanzas in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma, in turn, taught to Maharishi Narada, who preached the same to his disciple Sri Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas Deva, and in this way they are handed down the line. So this is the verse which is handing over the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam from Narada Muni to Vyasadev. So I just put the verses and the translations of the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam. I don't know, should we read Prabhu or? Okay, so we can all recite them. We'll read the Sanskrit together.
Aham eva sam eva gre nanya yat sat asat paranam pascha aham yat etat cha yo vashishyate samasmi aham ritertam yat pratiyena na prayeta satmani yat vidya atmano yaya yata vaso yata tamah yata mahati bhutani Bhuteshu chavacheshvanu pravishthani apravishthani yathateshu nateshvaham etavat eva jinyasyam tatva jinyasunatmanah anvaya yatirabhidhyam yakshasyat sarvatra sarvada.
Translation. So this is Lord Krishna telling to Brahma. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation when there was nothing but myself. nor was there the material nature the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements entering into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created, and at the same time I am outside of everything. Next, a person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, most certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. So it is said that the impersonalists, like Shankaracharya and so on, they were scared of this Chatushloki Bhagavatam, because this completely emphasizes the personal aspect of the Lord. So they cannot even translate it. That's why they were away from the Bhagavatam. That's why they stayed away from the impersonalists, like Shankaracharya. They were away from the Bhagavatam because of these four verses. So that's it. These are the references that I used. He used Rompad Maharaj's lectures on the 5th chapter, Radhanath Maharaj's lectures on Narad Muni, Indudana Maharaj's talk on Srila Prabhupada's memories. That's actually very nice. Whenever I'm sad or something, I just listen to the, especially the 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, the parts. So if you search for Srila Prabhupada's memories on YouTube, and if you search for part 16, so 16 to 22, very beautiful. Like Indudana Maharaj, he explains completely about his whole, like, very nicely, very sweetly, and hearing that you can become charged, like, it's very, very sweet. And then prabhupadvani.org, I got all the lecture quotes from there, and yeah, that's Hare Krishna. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. And I also wanted to say one thing. I really wanted to thank Vednarayan Prabhu, because of him and his wonderful family, that I'm here. First of all, I'm here because of them, because otherwise I wouldn't be here. I would be in Bellevue or someplace. So, and they're taking such good care of myself, Vijay Krishna Prabhu. Like, as soon as I come in the evening, I get hot prasad. Nothing, I don't have to cook anything. I just have to come home and I eat prasad. And then Vednarayan Prabhu, so nicely, is always talking about reading Vedas and, you know, reading scriptures, teaching us. Whenever he gets some free moment, he says, let's read Bhagavatam together. Like that, I'm learning so much. And it is said that you can understand the caliber of a devotee by seeing how much he's influencing his family members. If you see, everyone that's connected to Vednarayan Prabhu is advancing so nicely in Krishna consciousness, right? Parents, Mataji, kids, everyone, he's always trying to engage them in Krishna consciousness. So thank you very much, Prabhu. And last but not the least, I want to thank you for all your blessings, and otherwise it happened. Hare Krishna. Let's go.